Howdy, hello, and welcome to episode 136 of Fat Love Talk. It's your host, the guy you know by name, Zachary, last name Love, and I'm here today because I want to talk about Disney Speedstorm. I'm excited for the new season. I have some thoughts on the game, and I might just be throwing a few curveballs with my opinions. So stay tuned because we're going to be talking all about the game and the Let It Go Season 5 featuring the Frozen characters. Strap in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Fat Love Talk. I think the first thing we should start with is how Gameloft went above and beyond what they needed to do after Season 4 with Aladdin. With the start of Season 5, there were a lot of adjustments made to the cost of things, to the currency, to the type of items in the shop, and the way you can earn things, especially in their limited time events. And this is where I kind of want to focus at the beginning, because in my opinion, this is a very, very important part of the game. So you go over to the limited events, and you'll be able to see that there is multiple events to go with. There's going to be a Rise of the Fifth Spirit event, there's going to be an Arendelle Cup, and then there's going to be a Frozen Hearted Prince limited event. That's how you get Hans unlocked as a racer. Then you go down and you go to the limited events. Those top ones were seasonal, the bottom ones are limited. You're going to have the Daily Challenge, the Racer Boost, and they moved the Mickey Mouse It All Started With a Mouse event from the seasonal down to the limited, which I find to be great. They did take away the fact that you would have six different events, but I feel like that was worthwhile because now you get a Racer Boost event that resets every couple of days, and every 24 hours you can come back and you can get one shard for a racer by doing a race, and you'll get some specific to that character upgrade parts. I find that to be a phenomenal improvement on the game. Not to mention the daily challenge now gives you what I feel like is more seasonal tokens. And not by tokens, I mean the in-game currency, not the paid currency in the game. I guess that would be tokens, so I do apologize for that misuse of the word. But I think this is a very, very big and, quite frankly, important step to earning the trust back from a lot of the community members in Speedstorm. Now, I'm not saying that trust was lost because they were being egregious. I'm just saying that me personally, and I can only speak for myself, I fell off on Season 4 H-A-R-D. I had zero to little, let me rephrase that. I had little to zero interest in the game from the mid-season onward. I wanted to get the mid-season character. I wanted to get, you know, at least everybody unlocked if I could, but I wasn't going out of my way to play ranked. I never touched regulated all of Season 4, and I still haven't in Season 5. I just don't want to spend so much time in a game that's going to also ask me for so much money to feel like I'm getting something out of it. And when it comes to free-to-play games, I understand the shop is how they make their money to continue supporting the game. But it doesn't have to be so bad, right? People are going to give them a lot of money just on the fact that it's a Disney property that they're getting to work with. Whereas in other games, if you don't like the IP, if you don't like what they're doing, you don't obviously spend money on that. Whereas I think Gameloft has a very unique situation here where Disney doesn't just mean Disney, right? I mean, we've gotten Mickey Mouse, we've gotten Hercules, we've gotten some of like the main staple characters in Disney when you think of Disney, but we've also gotten Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to get Wally as a character in the mid-season for 5, and alongside Frozen, we had Aladdin last season. Toy Story was a very, very smart pick for Season 2. Monsters Incorporated was a very, very smart pick. Lilo and Stitch for Season 3 was a bit of a curveball. I thought they would push Lilo and Stitch further down the line as far as a season exclusive kind of like content release. But I'm very happy nevertheless because, or rather nonetheless, I'm sorry. And I love the fact that they're making active changes based on player feedback. Now, one of the things I love the most is the events like I was talking about. I just straight up had no fun with the events. And the larger and the larger and the larger, I keep saying that, but there's a reason. And the larger the player base, the harder it is to do the, you know, different seasonal events where you have to get in the top percent, to get the best rewards. There was a Figment event that overlapped from the end of Season 4 into Season 5. And if you got the top 10% score, or time trial, essentially, for that race, amongst every single player in the game who's played that, you would get, I think it was an upwards of like 25 shards, something like that. And I couldn't do it. I got, I think, top 30 or top 20, something like that. And I got 15 shards. Now, I'm not mad at that because I got my max amount of legendary item tokens to get out of that so I can upgrade Figment. So I'm not upset by any means. But I tried and I tried and I tried to get top 10%. I watched two different YouTubers showing guides step by step how to get top 10%. I did it over and over and over and over. I'm not the best gamer when it comes to racing games, but I'm not bad either. And I still could not successfully hit top 10%. In fact, I only had one score that was even close to even getting to top 10%. I was off by, I think, five or six seconds, and I would have got top 10%, but I could not break that 2-minute window, and it ended up costing me at the end. So, I digress. I just like the fact that they're giving you better rewards if you can't be that top player, if you are a casual player and you want to play it one or two times to at least get something from the event. Now, I love the season tour. You either get like 9 or 10 chapters, and season 4 for Aladdin was 10 chapters, if I remember correctly. But season 10, I apologize. But season 5, the Frozen season, also has 10 chapters. And you get a new chapter every Friday. It's very cool. I figure around chapter 5, you know, we're going to get the first mid-season character. Maybe chapter 7 or 8, we'll get the second one. And then right at the very end, chapter 9 or 10, we're going to end up getting, you know, the final mid-season character, which I'm assuming they're going to wait on giving us Wally till the very end. They're probably going to give us the other two, which would be Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and Hortensia, which I think are exciting racers. I just didn't know who Hortensia was before the announcement. So all of the crew members for the Oswald the Lucky Rabbit collection do not make any sense to me. I have no idea who they are or what they really stem from as far as the cartoons are concerned, because I didn't know. I knew that Oswald was adjacent to Mickey Mouse, but I didn't know about the rest of those characters. So it'll be exciting to get a collection for them because they get their standalone collection. There might be more racers in that Oswald the Lucky Rabbit collection later on down the road, which I have zero idea who that would be, but I'm not upset by that. I think Wally being a mid-season racer is very interesting because I would have loved a full Wally season with a cool space-themed race that maybe went from Earth through a portal into the spaceship, back through a portal into Earth, driving through the junkyard. You know, that would have been really cool. But, I mean, we still might get that. I don't know if Gameloft is ever going to give us new tracks that aren't part of a season. We might get lucky down the road, perhaps, but I feel like that's a ways off if that happens. So I don't want to talk too much about that because I have oodles of Disney character release ideas that I could talk about in a separate episode. I just wanted to take some time today in this episode of the pod to talk about how incredibly thankful I am for Gameloft not diving even deeper into that microtransaction gotcha bullcrap, if I'm being honest. I was about to fall off of this game, cut my losses, take the money I spent on it and throw it in the trash and uninstall the game. I was at the point where I was like, yeah, I've put $100 into the game. Yeah, that's something I have to deal with. But I'm not going to continue putting money into a game or playing a game if I'm, one, not having fun, and two, if the whole point of having fun means I have to spend money to continue to have fun. That's kind of like when you go to an arcade and you're playing Street Fighter on the old school arcade and you're popping in quarters and you're popping in quarters, but you're not getting better. And by losing all the time, you're not having fun. Right? So that's kind of where I was at. And I was like, I think I'm good. If I'm gonna throw away my time, I'm gonna go play Call of Duty and I'm gonna go grind out, you know, some levels, pop a double XP token, at least feel like I'm making some progress with my gaming, right? Or I get free games every month from PlayStation Plus. I might be playing one of those. One of my friends might be on. I might play a co-op game. The point is, there are a lot of things to take my attention. It doesn't have to be Speedstorm. But because Gameloft decided to make some changes, and how much, oh man, I love Frozen. That movie is phenomenal. The sequel, phenomenal. I heard a rumor they're making a Frozen 3. If that is true, then that's awesome. If it's not true, I'm not going to buy into the rumors until I get an announcement, because I also heard the same thing about Toy Story getting a fifth movie. But after the ending of 4, which I will not spoil for anybody, I don't see how they're going to make a 4 unless they kind of reboot it and have new toys, right? Because Tim Allen, I don't think Tim Allen or Tom Hanks, either one, are going to want to continue playing as these characters over and over and over again, because they're getting old and they probably want to spend time with their families and not work as much. At least that's my assumption. I have zero idea. Maybe they want to work until they're, you know, ancient and pass away, and then, you know, their characters will live on in a legacy of beautiful movies, right? In shorts, because Toy Story had some really, really fire shorts. I love the Partysaurus Rex short. If you haven't watched that one, it's on Disney Plus, or you can probably find it on YouTube. But Partysaurus Rex is phenomenal. I really liked that. But I digress. The fact that they didn't add Zurg as a racer or a crew member for the Toy Story season tells me that later on down the road, Zurg might come in as a racer. And if that happens, boy freaking howdy. I'm rambling and I'm jumping off course. Gameloft did a great thing. I'm thankful for what they did, because I was about ready to leave. And I think at this point, I'm going to ride it out for season 5 and see what's happening. I think Anna's my favorite racer right now, mostly because I have her the most leveled up. But they're making it a little easier to get shards. They're making it a little easier to feel like you're making progress in the game without spending money. I will probably spend money on the game again if they continue to give me a bunch of stuff I can earn by just playing their game. And then I'll spend money to help progress my time in the game, because I'll feel like it's an even back and forth, right? So, that being said, guys, I appreciate you taking time to listen to the podcast today. I hope that you've been enjoying the updated podcast. I've been making some changes to the podcast. Not everything is going to be audio only going forward, so stay tuned for that. If you are a fan of my content, definitely check me out on YouTube, Alpha Phenomenon Gaming. And don't forget, I also have a I almost promoted my podcast on my podcast. Guys, I'm tripping. I got my YouTube, Alpha Phenomenon Gaming, and I got my my TikTok, which I've been using more lately. It's just FatLove145, PhatLove, just like my podcast. And I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. It's getting cold, which means snow might come soon. I don't know where you're living right now, but if you're in the snow, drive safe. Make sure your tires rotated. And you guys, I'll see you on the next episode of the podcast. Much love.